Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you all for rocking with me. Thank my man Sean for blessing me with the purple one. We don't need to wait for the purple one. We can rock that right out the gate. I feel like a prince Sunday. I want to hear your voice. I want you to weigh in on any and everything that I'm talking about up here, 800-636-1067. I got some people that I want you to hear from. I got my man Darren Haynes coming on at 9:30. I got comedian Jamel Johnson coming in 10:15. A couple other very special guests. You'll have to stay tuned for each and every one of those. Wow. Things are really getting real all across the sports landscape and the sports universe. College football has seen the MAC decide to postpone football. We've seen Big Ten players get together under the hashtag Big Ten United with a bunch of asks and demands that they publish on the Players Tribune. I'm going to get to that. And then we have the Pac-12. Even a little bit stronger, which you know the Pac-12 are playing on the outside. You don't know them for muscling in on the inside. They came with that muscle, smash mouth, with a list of demands to the conference. Meanwhile, the NFL has seen opt-outs, and it's seen players object to the date of the opt-outs. Which tells me there are a number of players that probably didn't opt out that wanted to or probably still want to. Fortunately for Washington fans, that didn't hit our team particularly hard. Although given the way that the last couple seasons have gone, I don't know if that's good or bad. Just keeping it a buck, Some roster refresh might be good. That's all I'm saying. However it comes about. But, I look at the NBA, with the NFL, it's issues with the players and the owners pushing back and forth. With college football, it's the players and the conferences pushing back and forth. With Major League Baseball, they're playing games, but it's still the players and the owners pushing back and forth. The NBA news is about Luka Doncic going head-to-head with Giannis and Dame Dolla trolling Paul George, which, by the way, I don't think any Hall of Famer, because I do think Paul George is going to Hall of Fame, I don't think any Hall of Famer has gotten cooked more than Paul George on and off the floor. I mean, they might have, maybe Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce and Paul George have been embarrassed and degraded more on and off the floor than any Hall of Famer I can think of. They probably should both be falling down on their Hall of Fame bus. Just have somebody crossing them up. That's how we remember both of them. At least Paul Pierce is how we remember him. Paul George maybe is somebody hitting a three in his mug when he's supposed to be first team on defense. But I digress. The news out of the NBA is about the games. There hasn't been a lot of back and forth, at least publicly, between the players and the union. And I look at that and I say, that's interesting, because the NBA Players Union, of all the sports, seem to have the best relationship with ownership before COVID-19 hit. They seem to be working together with ownership before COVID-19 hit. So when COVID-19 hit and the owners and the players needed to work together, even though a lot of NBA players had a lot of concerns, just like a lot of NFL players. There's NBA players that have opted out just like NFL players. But what they didn't do was call out the league publicly. What they didn't do was make the league out to sound irresponsible. And they certainly didn't publish a list of demands. They always said that they wanted to play. And they ended up working things out. And what that tells me, it's the antithesis of the relationship between the NFL Players Union and the NFL owners. Where the NFL owners are basically like, hey, this is what it is, deal with it. We know you guys aren't united as a union because you got some of the guys in your union living check to check. So we're gonna hold you accountable for all the people in your union because you have so many diverse interests and dare you guys to become a united front. You know what? That works in labor negotiations. That's worked extremely well in labor negotiations. When it doesn't work, is when you need the players to meet you halfway for what you consider for the good of the game. When you need a solid from the players, you going to the mattresses during labor negotiations becomes a problem. And likewise with Major League Baseball. I mean, the conversations that we were having before COVID-19 hit was about potential collusion. With guys like Bryce Harper having to wait late into the summer to get their contract signed. So, under that backdrop, how was it that, I mean, you heard Blake Snell. You heard what Blake Snell was saying when he was playing. He was like, hey, man, this is serious. Like, this is dangerous, and I need to be properly compensated. Well, guess what? That's the mentality you're going to have when you're dealing with an ownership group that plays games and waits until teams are out of contention to bring you up just so they can keep control of you for an extra year. I mean, when you're dealing with an ownership that will do that, you don't necessarily want to meet them halfway, quote, for the good of the game. So I find it fascinating. And of course, college football is like, you know, that's way off the ledge when we're talking about relationships between the powers that be and the players. I just find it interesting that I feel like the NFL owners and the Major League Baseball owners are reaping what they've sown with the players and all the animus and all the distrust that is built up over years of hard negotiations. And when you come into a situation where you need them, you can't count on that if you've driven them to the last possible dollar in your negotiations. Maybe it's not worth it to keep a good working relationship with the people on the other side. Something to think about. I want to hear from you, 800-636-1067. I'll be right back. Reese Waters on the Fan. All right, welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I am Reese Waters. We do have some football news. Our Washington football team, man, that is clunky. And I was pro that. I was pro Washington FC. I'm one of those dudes out here like, hey, you know, it's kind of like footy. It makes us a little international. I'm kind of feeling that a little bit. And it's kind of like Dan Snyder's temper tantrum. He's like, hey, we can't have Redskins. We ain't having nothing at all. I was like, okay. You really, really, Washington football team covers the classiest of fans versus the most bootleg and shameful of fans. It covers everybody. But man, if it ain't clunky to say, we need an acronym or we need a nickname like soon. Anyway, I digress. The Washington football team released running back Darius Geis on Friday night. This happened less than 2 hours after he was arrested on domestic violence charges in Loudoun County, Virginia. In a statement, the team said that it learned of a domestic violence related incident on Thursday. The team alerted the league, met Friday with Geis to let him know that he was released. The statement then read, "This afternoon, we learned there were multiple charges filed against Darius. Upon review of the nature of those charges and following internal discussions, they've decided to release Darius immediately." According to Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, the charges stem from three separate domestic violence related incidents all earlier this year. So I guess, when I saw that it was three different charges and this was not something that had been responded to by the team, that certainly concerned me. But they're all this year. So I guess they've all happened during this off season and during the pandemic. Really, one on February 14th, March 13th, and April 17th at Geis' home in Ashburn, Virginia. The incidents first reported to the Montgomery County Police Department in Maryland. The sheriff's office was made aware of the allegations on July 22nd. If you want to go back in time before the draft in 2018, there were reports questioning Geis' character, and of course, with his injury history at LSU, that was one of the reasons that allowed Washington to be able to draft him in the second round in the first place. A lot of people felt like he was a first round talent. And since he's been here, I can't consider myself in the know, but certainly this was not anything that I had gotten any kind of a whiff of. But according to multiple sources, Carolina actually removed Geis from his draft board prior to 2018 over some of those same concerns. And of course, our current coach Ron Rivera was with Carolina at the time. So, you know what? To the team's assertion that they were going to change the culture, releasing him is a move in that direction, although I don't know how keeping him, when he had the other situations earlier in the year speaks to that character. Again, a lot of this, really, a lot of this information that comes out of this team for me is who's looking, who knows, and what can we get away with? I think they've made some good moves to quote change the culture after it became apparent that the culture was in such toxic shape. I don't know that the culture being after it became apparent to us, rather, let me rephrase that. After it became apparent to us, after it became apparent to the Washington Post, after it became apparent to FedEx, once there were ramifications, once there was public understanding and scorn, then changes came about. And I'm sorry. I mean, if you're releasing a guy now, what, three, four cases in, that falls right in that same pattern. So yes, I can say touche in releasing him at this point, but that begs the question, what did you know and when did you know it? I'd be curious to talk to my man Darren Haynes about that. I know he has had some good interactions with Darius guys, so I'll be curious to hear his thoughts and his feelings about his release. And really, his career will be a lot about a lot of missed opportunity. It's more about potential than anything else. He played in a total of five games in two seasons, all in 2019. And during that time, he had a pretty nasty 5.83 yards per carry on 42 carries. But again, you're talking about two seasons worth of work. So, hey, man, I hope they got Adrian Peterson that Razor scooter he asked for. I hope them Tommy Copper orthopedic socks are working out the way that he had hoped, because we gonna need a brother. We gonna need it, brother. Just hold off that osteoporosis one more year, player. We gonna make it happen. Adrian, AP, AD, whatever you want to be called. You doing it for me and all the other people out here who remember a time when we wore oversized throwback jerseys. You doing it for the pushing 40s. And I love you for that. You doing it for all the people, whoever wore Carl Canott. If you know what attack forces are, this is your time. Adrian Peterson. If you ever had felines,
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, my computer's rejecting me now. If you ever had felines where you had to lace them up, but then also Velcro across the laces, this is your time. If you ever had lime green cross-color jeans, Adrian Peterson, you doing it for all of us. We need you, but you've never disappointed us before. I believe in you, and also I believe in old man strength. I'll be back. I want to hear from you guys. 800-636-1067. I'm back with Darren Haynes. Darren Haynes, sports director of WSA 9. What is going on, my friend? Happy Sunday.
Man, you guys hit that song right on the head. That song came out in 2011. I think it was like on Kirk Franklin's Hello Fear. But man, that was one of the albums and songs that actually sparked my whole let me just listen to gospel music because of what I was going through during that particular time. And it's dope that you played that song, because if anybody's going through a tough time, keep on smiling, because I'm smiling bright right now despite what I was going through when that song first came out. I'm glad y'all played that. Good morning to you, Reese.
Let's go deeper into that, because I feel like you can be a testimonial for folks, because of, you know, the two of us came to D.C. together at the same time from Connecticut, and we didn't come under the best of circumstances. But man, let people know where you at today, man. Today's a really new day for Darren Haynes.
Come on, man. You know I don't. Well, all right. So everybody in the world, what Reese is trying to get me to say is your boy's waking up with three more Emmys on the shelf. Yeah, once did a clean sweep last yesterday, three more Emmys. So it's amazing how it works. Cause, you know, we talked about the previous place we're at, which for me was, well, for both of us was ESPN. We both got laid off. What do we do next? We met in like Macy's. Like, what are we going to do next? And now we're both in DC, and congratulations on you too, man. You got an Emmy as well.
Yeah, man. Like I said, you put your name next to Darren's, you win the award. That's how it works. Ain't no need in fighting fate. That's how that goes. But congratulations to you. Very well deserved. And I know it's no rest for the weary, because for whatever reason, DC sports has decided to become relevant pretty much as soon as you touch down. This would have been a real easy job for years. Now you actually have stuff you have to talk about. So the last segment I was talking about the Darius Geis situation with Washington, him being released. And, you know, the question that I immediately have, you know, on the one hand, you could say I want to congratulate them and say not congratulate them, but I want to reaffirm that this is another example of them, quote, cleaning up the culture. But then you look and you see that there was actually three different incidents. And so then that begs the question, what did you know? And when did you know it? Is there any information that we have available right now?
See, that's a great point, Reese, because when I was looking at the dates of all three of them, I thought the same thing. And let me give you like my personal take on this. And if anybody follows my work, they'll know that Darius Geis is one of the players I'm really close to. I have a lot of players that I'm close to. Darius Geis is one of those. And to hear this news about him has been so very, 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 very disappointing, because when I cover particular players, and especially players that I'm cool with and I talk on the phone with, and it's like you're their father and you want them to succeed. Like you don't want them to fail. And I know about experienced his childhood and all the struggles that he went through in his life, and to put himself in a position where he could mess this all up, or really he kind of already did, is very disheartening. I've been thinking about it all weekend on how upset and disappointed I am in him. If all these things are true, I guess you can look at it where if it's three instances where he's, you know, fool me once, fool me twice, but you have three of them, you know, it's, I'm telling you, man, I'm like a family member or like a father figure when I look at Geis, and it's so disappointing. It's very disappointing. And the one thing that I can really put out there is when I was doing all my research about the sexual harassment thing and talking to my sources, and someone kept mentioning Geis. And so, you know, like any friend will call Geis up and be like, hey, someone's mentioning your name. Do you have anything to say? Or do you know anything about it? And he's like, nah, everything's cool. Everything's clear. Everything, I've been just working out. And I remember throughout the rest of that day, it was that Wednesday, I believe the article came out Thursday of in July. But he kept hitting up my phone, like, hey, any update on what people are saying about me? And I just wonder, I'm like, did he know about that situation? And he was wondering if it got out. And I don't blame him for not telling me, because you don't go around walking up and down the streets being like, hey, I got in trouble for X, Y, and Z. But like I told you, man, I trust the guy. Well, I trusted the guy. And now it's so disappointing to see him in this position. And let me make it clear, Reese. The whoever the victim is, I feel horribly bad for them as well. And I took so much time talking about guys when really we should talk about the victims, and I apologize for that. Because this person is in a worse position because they have been violated in their life, and they could be scarred for their life, and who knows what type of mental things will be going through their head for the rest of their life because of what happened.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I'm here with Darren Haynes, sports director of WUSA9. You know, one of the players that I feel like you are the closest to is probably Adrian Peterson. And this is a guy that we didn't know whether he was going to survive Jay Gruden, and he was able to survive that. Now he finds himself still on the team. And now he finds himself, is he RB1 right now? Like, are we counting on 85-year-old Adrian Peterson to carry us to the promised land there?
Hey, the answer to your question is yes. But, I mean, think about it, though. We could have had, like, some basic second or third string running back. We're talking about future Hall of Famer. I will take an old-school Adrian Peterson over a lot of running backs in this league because a dude can still produce. Reese, don't forget, man, just last year when I'm doing all these different stories and I'm like, so who's the fastest on the team? And everyone said it was still Adrian Peterson. The fact that the dude's 85 and still faster than everybody on the particular team who's 25 years younger than him is highly impressive. But I mean, if you don't know how Adrian Peterson works, this guy works his butt off. He's everything of a running back that I wish I wanted to be. Nobody really works harder than him. So if there's a guy that you want to have to fill that role to be your full-time running back, if you had to pick from anybody in this league, Adrian Peterson was probably the best backup that you can pick.
Hey, man, I said earlier.
And you know he's thriving on it, though. You know he's thriving on it. Like, Peterson's a competitive dude who, he's staying in this league because he wants to win a ring. He won everything but a ring. So, best believe, I remember how disappointed he was when he told me when he wasn't on the game day roster week one against the Eagles. Like, he was furious. But now he's in that position where it's like, okay, this is my role. This is my running back position. I'm about to run this show. Best believe, don't be surprised if Adrian Peterson has another successful year.
I said earlier, Adrian Peterson doing it for anybody who ever wore Carl Knott jeans, anybody who ever had lime green cross colors, anybody who ever had hammer pants, anybody who ever had a Gumby, He doing it for all of us right now. The oversized throwback jersey, all of it. He doing it for people that used to buy gospel mixtapes just in the parking lot of 7-Eleven. That's why I know Darren was. That's messed up, Reese.
That's messed up, man. Because I'm a couple years older than Adrian Peterson. Now you're making me seem like I'm aging. Because I did rock the cross colors. I did rock the Malcolm X backwards cap. I did have the Boss jeans with the BO on one leg and the SS on the other.
That's what I'm saying. He doing it for us old school dudes, man. That's what I'm saying. He doing it for everybody who's never been on SoundCloud before. And I am happy to be among them. Now, how optimistic are you, and I've asked you this at each point that I brought you on, how optimistic are you today on August 9th of there being an NFL season?
I still feel the same way that it's going to be tough that a season's going to happen. It's a time bomb. It's only a matter of time before something happens. It's only a matter of time. You have a bunch of young players, and they get to go home and live their normal lives. And, you know, like we spoke about, if it was about Dice or any other player, people have secrets and stuff they do in the dark. And a lot of that could be going out to this club, or it could be going to see what did we say last week? Your side chick. And we don't know who the side chick was with before she was with you. Where it could be only a matter of time where someone gets COVID-19, next you know it spreads to the locker room, and then you have to maybe postpone a game. And if you postpone one NFL game, that's going to mess up everything because you only play one game a week.
Well, let's go to one of our other teams since we're talking about side chicks. That got me thinking about Lou Williams. Then that got me thinking about the NBA bubble. Then that got me thinking about the Washington Wizards, who currently sit winless inside the NBA bubble. My question to you, Darren Haynes, if you are Adam Silver in the league, why do you have a winless Wizards team taking up 15, 20, 25 some odd spots when you could have brought either the A, B, or C team from Magic City and made all the rest of the players happy? Like, why was this a good decision for them?
Clearly, what you feel, this is why you're not a commissioner. Because you to bring everybody from Magic City into the bubble. Yeah, that's why you're not a commissioner. But, I mean, realistically, man, I was joking about this the other day. What the Wizards are doing right now, it's summer league time for them. They just trying to see what talent they have and see trying to give some players some more experience while Bradley Beal and Wall is out. Next year is going to be the year. And I get it, they didn't win. They still haven't won a game down there, and I don't really expect them to. But I think they locked up, the ninth spot in the lottery? And I remember looking at odds. Got some good chance of possibly maybe getting a better draft pick. But that only helps out the Wizards, man. I'm looking for next year.
You may not have a college basketball season. That is very true. A draft where, you know, maybe you can trade that pick. Maybe it's not a pick that's so valuable. I'm just saying though,
they got a 20% chance. They got a 20% chance of getting a top four pick.
What do you take of the Pac-12 players as the Big Ten players actually uniting and actually showing that they've been paying attention to this whole thing, and they seem to understand their value and their worth in a way that we really haven't seen before? Did you take anything from that?
Yeah, I mean, as a former athlete, Reese, big ups to them because let's just be real. The NCAA has used college athletes for years, and there's a lot of money that's involved, and they don't necessarily look at maybe what's best for the college athlete. They kind of look what's best for the NCAA. And when you put your players at risk and they're not getting paid, it's different than when you have like NBA players and NFL players where they're going to get paid to help out their family. And that is almost an incentive to put your health at risk. I mean, you still care about your risk, but you're also getting paid millions of dollars. So it's like, okay, I feel a little bit better about this. But when you're not getting anything too, and you're not being looked like making sure your health is in, in the right place and there's not these communications with the players and how they feel, that's a big problem. But I just always wait for that day where the NCAA will really, really be exposed on how much they really use these college players to their benefit. If you really want to look at it, they need to just cancel the season. I want football. Listen, I want college football. And I'm glad I'm not in this position where I was still playing and I have to debate on if I'm going to play or not. But if they're really, really, really smart, they will do what some of these high school teams are doing and just change the season to have just have football in the spring. That's what I would do. Or just be like UConn, the team I grew up watching, and just cancel the season.
Man, it is unbelievable that you grew up watching UConn football and somehow found the Lord. Those two things have to be related because I know you didn't see anything that made you feel safe or protected watching UConn.
Hey, I watch UConn basketball too, my man. We got a lot of championships.
All right, fair enough. That's a good. That's a good clapback. I will see that one, player. What can the people look forward to coming from you in the next couple of days?
Same thing. Update on the Washington football team. The Capitals. They play the Bruins today. Obviously that's our only hope of getting some type of championship this year. The Nationals. They've been up and down. But we'll have an update on that all today and throughout the week. I got a special feature possibly coming out about Junior Gallet and how he feels like he's been blackballed from the league. I don't know if you guys remember Junior Gallet, who's played for the Washington football team. But other than that, Darren M. Haynes, M like Matthew, like in the Bible, Darren M. Haynes. That's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Black Planet, and Yahoo Instant Messenger.
And don't forget Christian Mingle. Oh no, wait, that's right. You just got married. I can't even throw Christian Mingle out there. But wait a minute. Christian Mingle could just be. We just here to talk though. We just here to talk about some Bible verses.
No, I don't think that's what Christian Mingle is all about. I'm curious now, what's on
social media at Darren M. Haynes. I appreciate you for rocking with me as always. Congratulations. 3-time Emmy winner. He went for the three-peat. He's got to go for the second three-peat. He's got to go for 6. That's the Jordan way. I'll be back. I want to hear from you guys. 800-636-1067. I should say that's the Scotty Burrell way, since that was the UConn representative. I want you guys to weigh in on any and everything that Darren just talked about. I'll be back. Reese Waters, 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.